goes by the pseudonym Bo Snerdly.
It's time for the Soul of Excellence.
He is a radio host at 77 WABC here in New York.
The Rush Hour is on the air.
Rush.
Now here's Bo Snerdly on the Red Apple Podcast Network.
Raul helped build this organization with the understanding that the diversity of this community, as distinct as the Bogotas of the Bronx, as beautiful as the blossoms of Miami, and as unique as the breakfast tacos here in San Antonio.
I was sort of raised in the Puerto Rican community at home politically. And so we came here for a long time, both for business and pleasures.
You know what it is! It's Taco Tuesday!
And welcome to your Thanksgiving week Taco Tuesday here on Bo Snerdly's Rush Hour. I hope that you're already preparing the special Thanksgiving tacos that will be served in a mere 2 days from now. It is Thanksgiving week 2022, and here we are. If you'd like to be part of the program, 800-848-WABC is the number to call, 800-848-9222. Thanksgiving Day. Yeah, Thanksgiving is a big football day, obviously. And just so you can prepare, we know that America's team is going to play because they play every Thanksgiving. It's an American tradition to have America's team playing. Kevin, who is
American? You're talking about the Detroit Lions, right?
They're not America's team.
They always play on Thanksgiving, though.
They're not America's team.
But they always play on Thanksgiving. They're playing the Buffalo Bills at noon o'clock.
Oh, so the snow is cleared enough for them to play.
Well, they're going to be in Detroit in the Dome.
No snow.
That's where Buffalo was because of the snow.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not talking about them. No one really cares about the Detroit Lions except for people from Detroit. America's team, you know who I'm talking about, the Dallas Cowboys. Who are they playing on the premier game that will be held on Thanksgiving Day?
Well, I'm glad you acknowledge it as a premier game. They're playing Big Blue, the Giants, 7-3 versus 7-3. Thank you. I'll take that. It is a premier game, yeah.
Yes, a premier game because Dallas is playing. They could be playing anybody.
God.
Come on, Kevin. I mean, come out of your fantasy land here. You know that the reason that people tune in for Thanksgiving football is to watch Dallas. You know that. Everybody knows that.
Maybe in Dallas.
Yeah. Is the World Cup on that day, or how's that doing in terms of ratings?
No, absolutely. Yeah, the World Cup is ongoing every day through the week. I think it will be the group stage for the next couple of weeks. The USA will next play on Friday against England. So that will be the next game.
Mm. Do they have a chance?
Well, history says that they do. They have not lost to England in quite a long time on this stage, so history points to it. However, England did just destroy Iran 6-2. 6-2. So that is quite scary, if you ask me.
Hmm. Okay.
We'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, you know, I read something. The Iranians were actually booing their own national anthem.
Yeah, the players were silent during the national anthem as like a salute to the protesters back home.
Well, that's interesting. I wonder if they'll be allowed back in the country. And if so, whether the same people will be playing next year or whether they'll all be like sentenced to scary things. Hey, it's possible. You're talking about the Iranian government over there. They don't like protests. They're kind of like the liberals here. They don't like protests. Unlike the liberals here, they don't have the free, unfettered hand to commit as much violence against their own people as possible. Well, wait a minute. What am I saying? There's a lot happening in the political world here on Taco Tuesday, the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. Right before the show, the Supreme Court issued a ruling that does not bode well for the Donald Trump camp. In a terse order, the Supreme Court rejected the former president's request that blocks the Treasury Department from turning over his tax return to those Democrats. in the House that have wanted to get their hands on it, to spread it around, to smear him, to do everything they can to discredit him. The decision means that the Treasury Department is likely soon to turn over Donald Trump's financial documents to the House of Representatives. This battle has been going on since 2019. Mr. Trump's legal team had urged the justices to extend the lower court stay as it pursued an appeal before the Supreme Court, saying the House's request raised questions that were too important to let the Treasury Department turn over the files before they were resolved. But Douglas N. Letter, the chief lawyer for the House, urged the Supreme Court not to intervene. They pointed out a new Congress comes in January. Any delay would mean that the committee that wants to smear Trump would have little or no time to complete their legislative work. In a terse order, the Supreme Court said it was denying Donald Trump's application for a stay. They didn't bother to come up with any legal reasoning. And so that case goes on. And now the Democrats will get what they want. They'll get their hands on, apparently, unless something else happens here, Donald Trump's tax returns. In another case involving the president, the former president of the United States, President Donald Trump, today asked the federal court in Florida to provide him and his lawyers with a complete version of the affidavit that federal investigators used to obtain a search warrant for their uncanny, horribly grotesque raid on Mar-a-Lago. The request to unseal the search warrant affidavit was made to U.S. District Judge Eileen Cannon in Florida. Now, a redacted version of the affidavit had already been made public in August after media companies sought its release, but it had a lot of redactions in it. The Justice Department said the redactions included information from a broad range of civilian witnesses. Well, let's see. Let's see who the squealers were. Let's see who the rats were. Let's see all of it. Huh? I'd like to see it. Wouldn't you? Yeah. Meanwhile, there was a press conference today. The young lady, the gal that took Jen Psaki. Oh, you know, Jen Psaki is involved with some court action, too. We covered it briefly. There's a bid to get behind this alleged collusion between big tech companies and the suppression of information by the White House. And Jen Psaki square in the middle of it. She has been arguing that she shouldn't be forced to testify. That's not going her way, apparently, so far. So we'll see. Maybe Jen Psaki will have to show up under oath. Don't know yet. That would be a welcome sight. Meanwhile, there was another press conference today. The White House had Dr. Fauci. This was billed as Dr. Fauci's final press conference before he retires. And things went a little off the rails. Here's a portion of it. Go ahead, Kevin, hit it. Let's listen in to how some
Please
of this went.
Wear a mask. Whether you're a far-right Republican or a far-left Democrat doesn't make any difference to me. I look upon it the same way as I did in the emergency room in the middle of New York City when I was taking care of everybody that was coming in off the street. So that's the thing that troubles me most about this.
Dr. Fauci, only 13% of...
Hold on one second.
That's the press girl.
We have a process here. I'm not calling out on people who yell. And you're being disrespectful to your colleagues, and you're being disrespectful to our guests. I will not call on you if you yell. And also, you're taking time off the clock, because Dr. Fauci has to leave in a couple of minutes. I'm done. I'm not getting into
is
a back
going
and forth
on vacation?
With you. Go ahead, Jeremy.
Dr. Fauci, but she's only 30
great questions.
Go ahead, Jeremy.
You ask your question. You should allow her to ask some
questions. Jeremy, it is not your turn.
It is not your turn.
You can't bring a press briefing. You need to call from people across the room. She has a valid question. She's asking about the origin of COVID.
I hear the question.
And Dr. Fauci is the best person.
I hear your question, but we're not doing this the way you want it. This is the disrespect. It is. I'm done, Simon. I'm done with you right now. Go ahead. You're taking time away from your colleagues. Go ahead.
Yeah, so here's what was going on in case you were a little bit confused by all that cross chatter. A young lady asked Dr. Fauci about the origins of COVID-19. The origins, which has yet to be explained to the entire world, despite the millions of people, the tens of millions of people affected by it. Nobody seems to want to talk about how did this stuff begin. And so some young chicky poo, some young lady, some journalist dared ask the question in the White House. And oh no, we can't have that. Well, one of her colleagues, Simon sounds like he's from perhaps one of the nations of Africa or somewhere else. He's like, look, number one, he raises the point. You don't ask questions from around the room. You only go to your little safe, the safe little questions that you get from the mainstream press. He didn't say all that, but that's what he meant. You're not taking questions from around the room. You're just taking questions from people you know are going to give you what you want, which is nothing. And he says, this is a valid question she's asking. She's asking about, I'm done with you. I'm done with you, Simon. I'm done with you. We're not taking your question. That's not the way we do things here. We don't answer real questions. How dare you people demand answers for real questions that affect people's lives that could embarrass us if we ever told the truth. That's not what we do here. I'm done with you, Simon. So Simon was done with. Boy, I tell you, she got her little hackles up, didn't she? This little Jean-Pierre Carine or Carine Jean-Pierre. When she doesn't like you, she can become a little bit mean-spirited, huh? Anyway, that was Fauci's last go-round for now. The Republicans, I love what Rand Paul said. Hey, Fauci, keep your calendar clear because you're going to be coming back here to answer a bunch of questions after the Republicans take over. Now, sadly, Republicans did not take the Senate, so Fauci may not be keeping his calendar clear. But the Republicans in the House did. And that will bring us to our next story when we get back from our break. The Democrats are in an uproar because Kevin McCarthy, should he become the Speaker of the House, is promising to start throwing some Democrats off committees the same way that Nancy Pelosi threw Republicans. And all of a sudden, they are, according to The Hill, why the Democrats are howling. They are howling. Ooh! They're howling mad. I love it when Democrats howl. It means you've stuck a point. But anyway, we'll get that when we get back. James Golden, a.k.a. Nerdly, here on WABC. If you want to be part of the program, 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222 on this Taco Tuesday, Thanksgiving week, 2022.
This is The Rush Hour with Bo Snerdly on the Red Apple Podcast Network.
WABC. The Supreme. bring us back on Taco Tuesday. I mean, you know, you had to love being one of the backup singers, one of the other Supremes, like Mary Wilson. I mean, what was your job? Your job was to say, ooh, 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 right? And you were the one of the most famous women in the world. Hi, Mom, what do you do? I do this, ooh, ooh, ooh. And there ain't nothing I can do about it. Okay, here's Kevin McCarthy. McCarthy's planned expulsions of Intel Democrats prompts howls. And that's not ooh, that's rah, rah. That's like howl. Ow. The Democrats are mad. They're howling. A GOP promise to expel two Democrats, not one, but two. It's like a BOGO. A GOP promise to expel two Democrats from the House Intelligence Committee would dramatically escalate partisan warfare. That's what, that's what it is. So, you see, when Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats kick Republicans off committees because they don't like them, then you remember MTG, Taylor Green, she was the one that they just had it in for. They're like, oh, no, she's not going to be on any committee. We don't like some of the statements that she made, so she cannot serve on committees. She's not worthy to be on a committee. So that was fine. But now all of a sudden, when Kevin McCarthy's promising, and I say this, if he is Speaker, that he would get rid of Adam Shifty Schiff, and he's also talking about getting rid of Swalwell, you know, the one that was with Fang Fang, the Chinese spy, the one that was, how shall we put it, doing the grown-up with the Chinese spy. Oh, yeah, baby. Ay-yi-yi. Now that they're talking about getting rid of him and Shifty Schiff off the Intel committee and also getting rid of Ilhan Omar off her committee, now all of a sudden Democrats are ow-ooing. They are howling. They are mad. They are howling in the moonlight. It's drawing howls of protest from Democrats. And also comes as McCarthy promises to remove Representative Ilhan Omar, Democrat of Minnesota, from the House Foreign Affairs Committee. While the committee was always set to undergo a shakeup next year, the result of routine post-election restructuring, the McCarthy vows, if fulfilled, would represent a much more aggressive action by the new majority to take vengeance on its political opponents. See, when Democrats do it, it's not vengeful. It's not mean. It's not mean-spirited at all. Why, it's just Democrats doing the good thing. Democrats doing the good deed. But now, all of a sudden, and by the way, in mere moments, we are expected to hear from our good friend, Representative Byron Donalds from Florida, who's supposed to be giving us a call if it works into his schedule. If Kevin McCarthy is the leader and he gets rid of Ilhan Omar, if he gets rid of Adam Shifty Schiff, if he gets rid of Swalwell and Fang Fang, then that is problematic because now it's an it is an escalation of partisanship. What it is the Republicans doing exactly what the Democrats doing or did. McCarthy said Eric Swalwell cannot get a security clearance in the public sector. Why would we ever give him a security clearance into the secrets of America? So I will not allow him to be on Intel. And then he singled out Adam Schiff. He said, you have Adam Schiff, who had lied to the American public time and time again. I will not allow him to be on the Intel committee either. Omar, a former Somali refugee, who is one of three Muslims in, you see where this is going, don't you? Who is one of three Muslims in Congress. Oh, poor Ilhan. She's just a poor immigrant refugee. And he's picking on her. He doesn't like the Muslim. That's not it at all. She has made outrageous statements. Remember, this is the woman that said after she was speaking to a group, and she described 9/11, and I paraphrase, oh, that, you know, that day some people did something. Remember that? That's her explanation of 9/11, the terrorist attacks. Some people did something. And so Representative Kevin McCarthy says if he's Speaker, no, she's not going to sit on the House Affairs Committee. And Adam Schiff did lie to the American public. Time and time again, he said that there was collusion with Trump and Russia. He promised they had evidence. This guy has been, in fact, it is widely believed that he's the source for many of the leaks that came out of the House. And so Kevin McCarthy saying no. Not going to put them on the committees. Wow. This is, you have the entire Democrat Washington establishment and their allies, their subsidiary party, that would be the mainstream, wholly owned subsidiary of the Democrat Party. They are up in arms. They are howling to the moon. This is unfair. This is horrible. This is partisanship. This is terrible, should never happen. Yeah, they can do whatever they want, but dare anybody take similar actions against their party? Uh-uh. Doesn't fly. We got to take a break. James Golden, a.k.a. Snurley, coming back with you. Oh, Mark Stein. People want to know. Mark is still in London. He's going to be celebrating his Thanksgiving in London. Yeah, good luck getting a piece of turkey over there, Mark. You can eat that. What is that stuff that they eat that, like, blood pudding and stuff like that? Yeah, have some blood pudding for Thanksgiving, Mark. You're not going to get any turkey over there. Anyway, James Golden, a.k.a. Snurley, here with you on W. He'll be back. And when Mark comes back from London with the blood pudding and all that stuff, we'll have him back. James Golden, a.k.a. Snurley, here with you. WABC, Talk Radio 77. Back. Your call's coming up, 800-848-WABC.
Rush Hour with Bo Snerdly on the Red Apple Podcast Network.
Taco Tuesday!
Byron's not calling today. It's next Tuesday. I had it all mixed up. Oops. Host error.
Ay, ay, ay.
Yeah, it happens sometimes.
Not good.
Yeah, my Queens homies, this is for you. This is Tom Brown, Funkin' for Jamaica, and we're talking about Jamaica Queens as we go into Thanksgiving weekend. That's right, the mall on 165th Street. That's Winky Dink. He was a badass saxophone player in the day. That's Winky. And Tom Brown. Thanksgiving 2022. Stay right here on WABC Talk Radio 77. Get the WABC app. Keep it with you. When you're at the dinner table, You can turn it down a little bit. Turn it up, baby. Yeah, Jamaica funk. You can rock in your car if you're sitting in grid-locked traffic trying to get home for your Thanksgiving weekend. Just turn up the radio groove. Shout out to all my Jamaica Queens homies here on WABC Talk Radio 77. You, Hakeem Jeffries, we are prepared. Hey, Scott, tell everybody what we're preparing for. We're going to give you a little hint. You got to turn on your mic, Scott.
You're talking about the audio, or are you talking about the our new checklist?
Our new feature that we're steady researching right now, just in case Hakeem Jeffries does make it to be the House Minority Leader. By the way, do you know that if Hakeem Jeffries is the Democrats' leader and Chuck Schumer is the Senate leader, that means the House of Representatives will be led by Brooklyn, New York. Both of them are from Brooklyn. So Brooklyn, New York, yeah. Both of them represent areas in Brooklyn. But we are hoping that Hakeem Jeffries is, aren't we?
I mean, this guy's a good piece of work, yeah.
And we got.
And I really like his uncle.
Uncle Lenny?
Uncle Lenny. Yeah.
We are preparing.
He's quite the character.
We are digging into the archives, ladies and gentlemen. So we are going to have. Scott is.
It's pre-internet, so it's tough.
Yeah, but we are going to dig into the archives of Uncle Lenny. And we're going to be asking the questions that the mainstream press refuses to. Hey, Hakeem, how about Lenny? Uncle Lenny said this. Uncle Lenny said, you know.
You think we can get him on the show? Maybe we could ask him the questions in person?
Whether you like it or not.
I mean, he's local. He's a Brooklyn guy.
Jen, Lisa.
We fight like hell. And if you don't fight like hell, you're not going to have a country anymore.
We can ask him. He can always say no, but we can ask him.
Very friendly to his uncle's cause, I think.
We're not friendly to his uncle. You may be friendly to his uncle's cause, not me. That's the Democrats howling because they... That's the Democrats howling because Kevin McCarthy is planning to say to Adam Schiff... To Ilhan Omar and to Eric Swalwell and Fang Fang, no, you're off of the committees. Yeah. Meanwhile, a senior NBC news correspondent, Brandon Zadronsky, is denying that she blamed Fox News host Tucker Carlson and libs of TikTok for that horrific shooting that happened in Colorado Springs at the LTGB club. Five people died. She says there's no truth in the Washington Free Beacon, in a tweet, said that NBC News senior reporter Brandon Zedronsky blamed libs of TikTok and at Tucker Carlson for the mass shootings over the weekend. She said, and this is a quote, it starts from some of the smaller accounts online, like libs of TikTok, and it moves to the right-wing blogosphere, and then it ends up on Tucker Carlson. Now, she's mad because the Washington, and she said this on TV, it's on video. And the libs of, and she said, this is absolutely not true. And if you had a shred of legitimacy, you'd delete and correct. I won't hold my breath. Well, you should go hold your breath. Because it's exactly what they said. She said the words, it's on video. She blamed Tucker Carlson. She blamed libs of TikTok for this horrible shoot, for this horrible shooting out there. And she got busted. This is what you can expect these days from NBC journalists. She said hateful and violent online rhetoric targeting LGBTQ people has been ratcheting up for months. Now, just hours after a deadly mass shooting at the Club Q, the worst of these hate accounts, libs of TikTok, is targeting another drag event in Colorado. She tweeted that out Sunday. Now, libs of TikTok, we've had her on the show. She's awesome. She just tells us and just highlights what liberals are posting themselves. And she reposts it so everybody can see what it is that's happening on this Chinese, and it is, this Chinese social media platform that has taken over America, TikTok. The tweet that she posted, libs of TikTok, reads, this organization in Colorado teaches kids how to become drag queens and helps kids safely experience the art of drag on stage. And she posted these people doing that. So she's accused of hate by this NBC reporter. And when this NBC reporter gets called out, she doesn't like it. Meanwhile, with regard to this horrific shooting, CNN has video that shows this guy live streamed of his arrest back in June 2021 for making a bomb threat at his mother's home. And in this live stream video, he says, this is your boy. I've got the effing S-heads outside. Look at that. They got a beat on me. Effing S-heads got their rifles out. If they breach, I'm going to blow it to holy hell. This is this guy, 22-year-old Anderson Lee Ulrich. Now, after making these threats, this bomb threat, never got officially taken to account. The charges against him were dropped. Notice, not one of these liberals is upset that their justice system in Colorado dropped the charges after this bomb threat that was live streamed. Not one of them is upset that this guy never was held to account for a bomb threat that had police out and he was arrested for this behavior. Not one of them is upset. But yet they'll get upset at Tucker Carlson, who has absolutely zero to do with any violence in this country. They're trying to smear libs of TikTok, who has zero to do with any violence in this country. Yet the perpetrator of the violence, who had previously made a bomb threat, and absolutely zero accountability from law enforcement, they don't seem to be upset about that at all. 800-848-9222, 800-848-WABC. Yes, we are taking your calls. We're going to take your calls straight ahead when we get back. Don't go away.
Yeah.
This is The Rush Hour with Bo Snerdly.
Rush
on the Red Apple Podcast Network.
Hey, Bo, I just got this on my DM on Twitter. My Twitter is at Bo Snerdly, S-N-E-R-D-L-E-Y. I just got this. Hey, Bo, you just said rock out in your car as you were playing Jamaica Funk. That's me, always drumming on my steering wheel. Love the music you play, Billy Cobham, Chaka, et cetera. Have a happy Thanksgiving. That comes from at Brian Panola. Hey, Brian, you have the best Thanksgiving ever. It's so delightful to hear from you and everybody else that hits me up on my DM on Twitter. And also, by the way, you can subscribe to the Daily BS. It's a news blast. I just had a great compliment. I talked to a guy in L.A. who said people he'd say to him all the time that hey, did you see this story in the Daily BS? Because we do cover stories that no one else covers. And so thank you, those of you who subscribe and are spreading the word. The Daily BS we put together is powered by American Wire News. And we're having a lot of fun, too. So let's head to the telephones. Let's go to Chris in Westfield, New Jersey. Thank you for waiting, Chris. Happy Thanksgiving week. How are you?
Good. And yourself?
Good, thank you.
First of all, I just want to wish you a happy early Poets Day. And I also wanted to congratulate you on a couple of articles that I saw. One had to do, well, first was your interview with Mark Levin some months ago. And then in the January issue of Newsmax, you were noted in one of the articles, particularly about the up-and-coming African-American conservatives.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
And the last thing I wanted to say is that we've been talking about music. Check out the soundtrack for a movie called Shag, S-H-A-G, that came out back in the 80s. It's set in the 1960s in South Carolina, but it's great music.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Hey, Chris, what a great call. Thank you. I really appreciate it. I hope you have a great Thanksgiving weekend. We'll be here, ladies and gentlemen. We've got some great shows lined up for you over Thanksgiving. And keep it right here, WABC. Get that WABC app, those of you that don't have it, and keep us with you all Thanksgiving weekend. Thank you. Let's go to Don in New York. Don, welcome. You're on WABC.
Thank you, James. Happy holidays to you as well.
Thank you.
And I'd like to say I'm going to go to the Bogota and have turkey tacos on Thanksgiving.
I love it.
I'd like to say that Biden doesn't have an administration. He has a regime. Also, before I go, I'd like to ask, what do you do, James? Woo!
I love it. I do everything. Thank you. Let us go to Alan in Orange County. Alan, how are you? Welcome. Going once, going twice. Hey, Adam. Alan, I'm sorry.
Yep.
What's on your mind, Alan? Go ahead.
Okay. So, thanks for having me back on, Bo. I've been on before. And I'd like to know if you believe that Department of Homeland Security head Mayorkas should be investigated for lying under oath.
We talked about him yesterday. We talked about this yesterday. Mayorkas, as you may know, folks, has this so-called head of our Homeland Security who has done nothing about the borders. We're going to listen for the shows upcoming because we're going to check in with the border. We're going to do an interview with Todd Benzman from the Center for Immigration Studies. Our borders are out of control. Now, Republicans, moderates are already saying, these moderate Republicans, well, we don't know whether we have enough to try to impeach Mayorkas. They're going to give him a pass. Mayorkas should be impeached. There's no two ways about it. Yes, he lied to Congress. He lied to the American people. This guy, the drum that they're still on is that the borders are secure. It's laughable. There's not an ounce of truth coming from Homeland Security about the condition of the American borders. And he doesn't deserve the leadership position in our government that he has. Andrew in Stanhope, you're on WABC Talk Radio 77. Welcome. How are you?
Yeah, watermelon head, Adam Schiff. He's smart, though, because when he lied with the seven times, Trump asked him, find dirt. But he's smart because when he was on the, in front of the Congress with his hand up with possible perjury, he said, nope, no evidence. So that shows that he lied. And I want to say Hochul's interfering with the police and FBI by lying and saying that the attackers are white, the Jewish.
White supremacists. Yep.
How many white supremacists are running around New York City with Nazi armbands? That's what Adam said, a Nazi armband. There's a micro, tiny fraction of young African-American men that attack Asians, and it's not a group or a coalition like the ADL, the group, or saying, oh, it's an extremist group. It's not they mean MAGA. It's not a group. It's just tiny people that are messed up in the head psychologically. So it's not MAGA and a group. And mostly it's like Palestinians that attack the Jewish people in New York City. So that's actually anti-Semitic to lie about it, because you're then making it harder to deal with the problem and investigate the problem.
Now let me tell you, folks, what Andrew's saying here is really worth paying attention to. Kathy Hochul is again blaming MAGA and white supremacists for causing crime in New York. Every day you pick up the paper, what do you see? You see who's creating crime in New York. You see who's doing these racial crimes against the Asian members of the Asian community. Just the other day, three more of them attacked some Asians. They were just sitting, minding their business on the subway. They're not white supremacists attacking these people. You see who's out in the streets committing the rapes, the murders, the man. You see their pictures when they are apprehended and then let out of jail. Kathy Hochul, this is total diversion. She and Mayor Adams and these Democrats have created unsafe conditions for the people of New York, and then they just try to pass the buck politically. It's not washing. People know better. People see what is happening in their city, and they are afraid. And that is the direct consequence of having these progressives and these radical Democrats in power in this city. Let's go to New Milford and Roger. Roger, how are you?
Hey, James. Question for you on the midterms. Bit of a surprise about the lack of the red wave. Now, both Bushes, Obama, Clinton, even Trump, during their midterms, they lost a significant number of seats in the House and the Senate. And that's when times were good. Now, this year, we've got an open border. We got drugs coming across. We got the worst inflation in 40 years, record high gas prices, a politicized Department of Justice, and they're trying to tell us that, well, you know, we just squeaked by in the House and, you know, we lost a little bit in the Senate. Now, Bankman-Fried and the crypto scam. Biden gives money to Ukraine. Ukraine takes some of the money. Some of it gets lost. God knows what happens to it. The rest, some of the money comes to Bankman-Fried to buy crypto. Bankman-Fried donates billions to the Democrats for the midterms.
A scandal of which will be investigated for decades to come. And we have a long way to go with this to actually uncover all of the corruption with this FTX scam and the Democrat Party. That's it. Time's up for me, James Golden. May God bless and protect each and every one of you. We'll see you tomorrow on Boston Early's Rush Hour. Remember, John Katz is up next. Bye.
This is The Rush Hour with Bose Nerdly on the Red Apple Podcast Network.